by Mississippi law, the casinos had to be on water, which means they were built on boats attached to big hotels. But being on water also may have made them especially vulnerable to big storms, as Katrina vividly illustrated.
The casinos are devastated. You know, the damage, just the unbelievable devastation.
William Yates is president of a large commercial construction company that helped build some of the casinos. His office was virtually destroyed by the storm, but by this weekend he and his staff were back at work using a generator for power in a building literally without walls. Only now, instead of building casinos, they've got contracts for cleaning up some of the mountains of debris that line Biloxi's streets.